Hello, Tim here.
Hey Tim, it's Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How's your day going?
Bank of Collier?
Bank of Cardiff?
Oh, okay. Yeah, we discussed something last week, right?
Don't believe so. No.
Oh, okay, go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. We actually had extended an offer here about 2 weeks ago to the business. It was actually in reference to some good borrowing history you had with GE Capital. You guys were recently pre-approved for some equipment and working capital for right around $250K. Just kind of wanted to touch base with you in the business just to see how things were going and if there was going to be any plans for growth there in the near future we might be able to help you out with.
I think we financed our Bobcat for you guys, right?
I
got my number, GE Capital.
Yeah. I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. The offer we extended was based off of some lending history you had with GE Capital. We're a private business bank out in San Diego.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, I do have not buying any equipment. I don't know if it's going to be big enough for you, but I just bought a brand new truck. Back with getting Winston and getting back. I'm getting on the road right now. Yeah, mm-hmm. Brand new Ford. I put like $15,000 down on it. I'm dealing with Ford, and they got me up around 7%, which I don't like. They gave me a discount, some like, you know, $750 off or whatever. And they said, hey, you know what? If you wanted to bail out after about a month or 2 months, you can do that and keep that discount.
Yeah.
And get it lowered, you know. So I was going to go to my bank and see what they wanted to do. I get down around 3%. I spoke to an agency that calls me just like you're doing right now.
I see.
And they said 3%, so that's where I came up with that number.
I got you, 3%.
I would need to borrow probably $18,000.
I got you. So you're just basically looking to refinance the truck under lower terms, basically.
Yeah, because it helped the finance charge, I think, is like $3,200 on $18,000. And if I cut that in half, that'd be pretty nice.
Yeah, no, I definitely get where you're going with that. How long was the term there on the truck there? How long was
it?
It
was 5 years. But
five
we never
years.
Go that way. We always pay them. Just like the equipment we got off from GE, you know, we always pay it off early.
Yeah, I was going to say the terms are usually on the refinancing are anywhere from 2 to 5 years. Obviously, the longer the term, the lower your payments will be. But we actually don't do it by like a specific interest rate. We just do a payback amount. And then you just divide that by
it.
We just do a specific fixed payback amount. Hypothetically, the truck's $18,000, you know, payback amount would be, say, hypothetically $2,000. So it would just be a total of $20,000 that would be dispersed by however long of a term you chose. But the majority of the weight on what goes into the rate for that is going to be your credit for the equipment side. Do you know what your credit looks like there? Good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
760. It's good.
About
4 years ago, we had a crash back in 2006. I lost a couple of houses. Speculative, you know, not my own home, but I've never missed a payment on any of my trucks, house, nothing. I'm about 760. Credit cards are all good.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. You're definitely going to get qualified there for some of our better programs just based off of that. How much longer do you have there till you're out of that 1-2 months there on the Ford truck? Are you already out of it, or did you?
Well, we just picked it up. We just picked up the truck Friday, so that's...
Oh, okay.
It tells you something, but I need to stay with them at least 30 days to 45 days or something like that.
Okay, so the good news, too, is say you wanted to get approved. The application process itself is super easy. We actually only require 3 things. It's just an app, one-page app, your most recent tax return, and then it's 6 months of your most recent bank statements. But once you are approved and in the system, the offer we give you is good for 90 days. So you'll kind of know what you're working with, how much you would owe. It's kind of just some good purchasing power there, as well as just for future references there. You just get the paperwork out of the way. You don't have to deal with it. And then come time to refinance it, you make the call, you're funded in 24 hours, and you're already ready to go. So if you did kind of want to see what you could qualify for on the rate, I don't think you'll have any issue beating what they're giving you right now. That seems pretty... not ridiculous, but kind of high there for how good your credit was. Did they say why?
Yeah, in fact, I got sitting in another truck I bought in 2015, and the same thing. if you want that discounted, like they give me some other discount, they give me a $2,000 discount, but I have, the condition is I have to use Ford credit. It had nothing to do with my credit. They qualified me with another company, International, I think it was called, they told me. I had a choice to use them. They were at 4%, but I'd lose my rebates and my off the top, like $1,000. And so it was a considerable savings for going through them, but they're going to punish me in the end by a higher interest rate.
Exactly. They're tacking on a higher interest rate that's going to accrue larger and larger.
Right.
Than, yeah, I get what they
like
did.
I say, I calculated it's $3,200 for the length of the loan. It's, you know, to me, that's kind of ridiculous for, with my credit, you know.
I couldn't agree with you anymore there, especially with the credit there. And if they're looking for long-term business, I don't know what they were trying to do there for you.
No, that's what they do. It's not a punishment for a bad credit. It's just that's how they make their money.
So. No, yeah, I get it. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely something we can help you out with there. And we move fairly quick here. So if you did want to see what you could possibly get here with us, we can probably get you an answer here really quick. And then, like I said, the offer's good there, so you don't have to take it right then and there. Once it comes time, it's already locked in. You're set in on that rate,
right?
And you can pull the trigger whenever you feel ready for it.
Now, how do I know that you're not a flimflam company? Where you get my social security number and all my ID? You know what I'm talking about?
Say that again. I'm sorry, I scratched out there.
Well, how do I know? Because there's all that credit theft.
Yeah.
All that information theft going on, that you're a legitimate company.
Oh, no,
where
yeah.
When I get online and fill it out, I got to figure out how safe I am on that, too.
Of course.
It's different going into a showroom and doing that. That's totally different.
I completely agree there. When I send you the email here, it'll have a link there to our website. I mean, we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We have a 5-star rating with Google, Google Plus ratings there from customer reviews. I mean, we receive hundreds of thousands of applications every year, so we've been in business for a little over 14 years.
Do you have my email address?
I was just going to ask, what's a good email there for you?
It's treeman826.
Treeman826.
At AOL.com.
Okay. Yeah, I will shoot that information over there. It's just going to summarize the offer. It'll have the short list of what we would need to get the approval process going. It'll have my direct contact information there as well. Is this something that you kind of have readily available there for you, you think?
What do you mean, your services?
Yeah, just the three things that we would need to kind of to get the ball rolling there for you, just to see what we could do for you. Yeah, I can maybe follow up with you. What is today? It says Monday. I can maybe follow up with you maybe Wednesday or Thursday if I don't hear back. But we could definitely get the ball rolling there for you and just see kind of what programs and rates we can get you locked in on. And if it makes sense for the business and it makes sense for the operations you have there, we can proceed from there.
Thank you very much.
All right, Tim, we'll be in touch.
See ya.